All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Got a chance to visit with Rockridge High School Principal Katie Hassan, of course, also the president of the Illinois High School Association, or IHSA, Board of Directors. And finally, return to play, those words we've been talking about for a long time, has finally been put into effect. I guess just, Katie, just, I guess, take us through Wednesday. I know a lot of anticipation about that meeting, and you know, I guess a lot of excitement that return to play is officially here in Illinois. We've been waiting for a while, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thanks, Jim. You know, a lot of it, really, the anticipation started last Friday. You know, we've been, you know, in repeated communication with or receiving communication from IDPH and representatives of the governor's office, you know, regarding their youth sports guidelines and where we were, and as our region started to move and improve into the lower tiers and eventually into phase four of the mitigation setup, you know, we were happy that there was some movement and some improvement in you know, how the different sports and the different tiers were classified. And ultimately, you know, IDPH and the governor's office, thankfully, you know, took the advice and the information that had come from a variety of sources, including the IHSA and our Sports Medicine Advisory Committee, and ultimately Friday afternoon announced that they changed the youth sports guidance and change the activities that could take place in the various phases. And, you know, the biggest thing being that, being in phase four, that games could resume in high risk sports, if a region got into phase four. And, you know, we couldn't do that before. We were in phase four back in September, October, and we couldn't play volleyball. We couldn't play basketball at that time. We couldn't play football. Because the youth sports guidelines had different mitigations in play. And so thankfully that announcement came out on Friday that they had adjusted those, levels and competition opportunities. And that opened the door then for everything to then happen.
And I know from the start, you know, the IHSA, the administrative staff, that they had talked about, we want to try our best to get every sport in. And, you know, as each day went by on the calendar, you say, well, how is that going to be done? Now, they're going to do it. Now, it's not going to be easy. But I guess internally, can you talk about those, you know, conversations of, you know, trying to put this schedule slash calendar all together, and kind of really the short turnaround? You mentioned Friday, where I think everybody was surprised that when IDPH and the governor announced, hey, we can play high-risk sports, because I think most people were it was a foregone conclusion last week that high-risk sports were probably off the table, and they're back on the table. And so you go from that Friday announcement to you know, the Wednesday this week to make those decision. So I guess, you know, just what about that?
Right. And actually, it goes back even to our regular January meeting 2 weeks ago on the 13th, where, you know, we as a board charged the IHSA staff and directed them to come up with a plan. There were a multitude of plans, you know, from all over the place coming at us of suggestions of how to rearrange or redo or reschedule things based on where we were in the timeline. And yeah, even at that point, you know, it didn't look good for basketball and it didn't look good for football. We were confident that we were going to be able to still play our low risk sports, you know, outdoors in the spring, and even some of our low risk indoor sports. But, you know, the medium and the high risk sports 2 weeks ago were really in jeopardy. And so our plan was to go into this meeting, that was yesterday, you know, to try to figure out what we could salvage. And then after the change and the announcement on Friday that gave us the green light to start doing more, then that obviously very quickly shifted focus into how can we get everybody, all the sports, to have a season, albeit modified, and give all the kids the opportunities in the remainder of the 21 school year. And really, we had two priorities going into yesterday's meeting. Number one was to preserve a spring sports season, a traditional spring, what I call spring sports, you know, the baseball, softball, track season, to give them, we definitely had a focus to give them a little bit more of a season because they lost their entire season last year. So we definitely had a priority to give them as much as we could, but then we also wanted to work in those other seasons as best we could and try to minimize the overlap or conflicts that were going to arise with our multi-sport athletes. And although it's not perfect, I think we came out with a plan that does a pretty good job.
And I was going to ask you the perfect segue to that. From I don't know if it's fair to say, well, what was the toughest decision to make in all of this? You know, is it one, the overlap, where you knew, and I tell people as we go along here, I knew, you know, you're not going to have a perfect outcome of high school sports in school year 2020-2021. You're just you know, as the pandemic raged on, you just knew with the parameters in place in the state, you know, you weren't going to have a perfect setup, whatever that was. Now, hopefully by next year, I think there's a good chance we can get back to normal. I mean, I feel pretty good about that, and I think the IHSA administrative staff feels good about that.
Agreed.
You mentioned overlap or conflict. Was that the toughest choice, or, you know, was the toughest choice where you had to decide, well, we're going to put some of these sports that are traditionally a winter sport, for example, like wrestling is now a summer sport, and, you know, volleyball, normally a fall sport, is now a spring sport. You know, if you look at it, what was the toughest decision you think for you in all this?
Well, some of those decisions had already been made in terms of where sports were moving if they weren't in their traditional season. You know, we had already made the decision, you know, that volleyball, football, for example, were going to move to the spring, and that the traditional spring sports were going to be bumped back into a quasi-summer season. We also made the decision as a board earlier in the fall that wrestling was going to be moved to that summer season because obviously we saw it as the highest risk and knew that there was really any chance of it competing was to push it back as late as possible. And that's where that decision came from, you know, earlier in our year. And, you know, those types of decisions had already been made. So really yesterday it came down to trying to do our best to find the balance, to try to eliminate those conflicts and those overlaps. And, you know, we all preach and encourage kids to be multi-sport athletes. We like the well-rounded student athlete, to be involved in activities and sports. And we didn't want to turn around and then go dramatically against that position by, you know, creating some really nasty overlaps that was going to force kids to not be multi-sport athletes anymore. And we know there's still some inherent conflicts. You know, we know obviously now wrestling is in the same season as baseball and track. So guys are going to have to choose which one they want to do. There's, you know, there's also some overlap as one season finishes and one season begins. But, you know, we're hopeful that schools can be flexible and athletes can be flexible and coaches will work together to share athletes and we're going to make it work the best we can.
And I know the other, you know, issue is, you know, attendance in terms of fans. And I know it's basically right now the limit is 50. And I think they're looking for some definition of what that is exactly going to mean, the definition from IDPH on how that 50, you know, how they come to that equation. But then now this is just me too, and I truly believe when we get to the outdoor sports, football, and I think baseball and softball, I feel there's a good chance that those kind of limitations are going to be lifted, that you're going to, that there's going to be more fan attendance because you're outdoors and you have a chance to socially distance a little bit better than indoors. But I know it's going to be a tough decision You know, when you talk about only 50 can attend the games, now I know most schools are going to try and provide the stream and things of that nature, but it's a little bit different when you can't attend a game. And then even
right,
you know,
no doubt.
Yeah, and I even think
no
some.
No doubt, and you know, you've been watching, you know, college football and college basketball, and it's, you know, the commentators that they sometimes are remote calling a game, and you know, it's different. You don't have that environment. But I think we have to acknowledge that we're going to take baby steps, and we're happy that we're playing. Yeah. And we're going to deal with those other, you know, hurdles as they come to us. And, yeah, you're right. They're definitely, you know, schools are going to have to make decisions, and conferences are going to have to make decisions on how they want to handle things, you know, for home fans and for away fans. And those, you know, those are complicated issues. And, you know, how do you determine, you know, if you have 50, is that you only your home fans and, you know, two attendees per player, and how do you handle the fresh off versus the varsity, and you know, do you have to have a holding area where, you know, the varsity parents wait until the fresh off game's over, and then you have to clear the gym? I mean, there's a lot of logistics that now are going to have to be worked out, and yes, we are happy that the streaming option is available, and specifically here at Rock Ridge, our booster club paid for the equipment to get us on the NFHS network this year, so we will be able to offer streaming of our home games. For in the South gym and outside of the football field. And, you know, so those types of opportunities will be there to be able to see the kids play. But, you know, those are challenges that we're going to have to work through. But again, I go back to the fact is, you know, our ultimate goal is we're getting the kids playing. And we'll worry about those other things as they come across to us.
Yep, and I think that's the you know, when we talk about how this story evolved from last Friday to Wednesday, and the fact that we're even talking about playing now, especially high risk sports, is almost a miracle.
Absolutely.
To me, that it's even.
Yeah, absolutely,
happening.
Absolutely. Everything that's everything that's transpired in the last really even 2 weeks, or you know, or definitely in the last. You know, in the last 7 days is really been nothing short of miraculous. And, you know, I'm proud to be a part of the IHSA board. We had some incredible conversations yesterday, you know, in trying to do what was best for kids and coaches. And we know it's going to be a challenge for coaches too. We've got multi-sport coaches, just like we've got multi-sport athletes, and, you know, they're going to have challenges as well. And, but again, I come back to the fact that, you know, kids are going to be given the opportunity to play, and that's the most important part and the happiest part of it.
Yeah, so and I guess as we just wrap up, now basically the IHSA makes the decision, and now it's in-house and conference decisions as it relates to scheduling. So all that work is probably going to go on this week and early into next week across the state of Illinois.
Yep, without a doubt. And I'm sure there were some ADs that from either even anticipating the schedule or as soon as the schedule was posted, you know, maybe had a sleepless night as they worked everything out to try to figure it out. And then, you know, the other matter that comes into it is, you know, not only determining the games, but now we've got to work on hiring officials. And, you know, we know that we're in the midst of an official shortage. And, you know, so that's going to present some challenges as we try to condense things into a short time span. Are we going to be able to find the officials to work our games? And you know, that's going to be another piece to the puzzle.
All right. We appreciate the visit from Katie Hassan, Rock Ridge principal, and the president of the IHSA Board of Directors. We can now talk about return to play. Thanks, Katie. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
And you're listening to WRMJ.